is necessary to progress slowly in order to ascertain the pulse of the public insofar as its appreciation and acceptance of the so-called talking motion picture is concerned. Is it safe to proceed without a talking edition of the current picture? A couple of weeks after this meeting, Charlie actually started the shooting of City Lights. At the end of December 1928, when sound pictures were in cinemas all around him, he had, of course, envisaged dialogue. I'm sorry, that's not very clear, but it says, it's one of the speeches for the opening scene where the mayor is talking to the public, and it says, "Ladies and gentlemen, it is with great pleasure and admiration that I introduce these charming ladies, Mrs. Boodlebottom, Phil Barnutt, and Mrs. Putt." But he still didn't know which way to go. Further problems came to add to his doubts. From February to April 1929, he was sick with food poisoning, and then flu. As Alfred Reeves so rightly puts at the end of this letter, the picture will not be ready for quite some time. In June, the Los Angeles Town Council decided to widen the road. So it's just extraordinary. The studio buildings had to be sort of dug up and moved back a few feet. I think there's another picture. All the buildings were moved, and they were trying to shoot a film inside, but everything was being moved back a few feet so that the road could be widened. So during this building work, as you can imagine, the film set became a more and more stressful place. At the end of June, Henry Clive was replaced by Harry Myers in the role of the rich man. In September, Charlie fired Harry Crocker, who was his assistant director, who had worked with him all through the story writing stage, and during the circus before that. In November, he even replaced Virginia Cherryl with Georgia Hale, the heroine of the Gold Rush. And he shot a few scenes with Georgia Hale as the blind girl, and then ended up by taking Virginia back a while later. In November, he replaced a cameraman. So he's gone through everybody, everything is not right, and now even the picture doesn't look right. In October, there was another board meeting of the Charles Chaplin Film Corporation, which was still very uncertain about the silent picture. There was great doubt as to the way in which this film might be received by the public. And maybe the company shouldn't distribute dividends this year, but keep all its profits to make another movie in case this film flopped. Many press articles were speculating on Chaplin's own future in the world of sound. He wrote, "In the past, my work had usually stimulated interest among producers, but now they were too preoccupied with the success of the talkies, and as time went on, I began to feel outside of things." By the time City Lights was finished, The Blue Angel, Sous les Toits de Paris, All Quiet on the Western Front had been and gone. Sound was here for good, and Charlie was premiering a silent movie. Nevertheless, the Los Angeles premiere went very well.